Welcome to All the Calls on BBS. You've got questions, we've got answers with Winfrey and Terry Brown. Hello, welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Hello, Darman, and that is Heinz in Los Molinos.
Are you taking over for me?
I will do that.
Okay.
Thank you for being here. I guess are we live on BBS already?
Yeah, I just welcome the BBS listeners, yes.
Awesome. Fantastic. Thank you for being here, Darman, and that.
You're welcome. I didn't know anybody was on the line. It's already almost 6 o'clock, so.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
I thank everyone on BBS for participating with tonight's call. If you have questions, we have answers. And you can submit a question. Doesn't matter what the question is. Or email to questions@intelligent-infinity.com. questions@intelligent-infinity.com. All right.
Everybody's late tonight.
I guess so, huh? And good evening and welcome to the Wednesday call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Jane in Pennsylvania.
Welcome to the call, Jane.
Hi.
Hello. And the next person that joined in, we welcome you. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Janine from Salt Lake City.
Hi, Janine. Good evening. Welcome.
Hello.
Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, everybody.
Good evening, Don. Welcome.
Thanks.
Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
It's Jeannie in Fitcher's Heights. Hello, hi.
Hello, Jeannie. Welcome.
Thank you.
Hi, Jeannie.
Hi, Don.
Hi, sure. Connection sounds good tonight.
All right, good. Welcome to the next caller. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Debbie from Costa Mesa.
Welcome to the call, Debbie.
Hi, thank you so much.
Hi, Debbie.
All right. Can somebody else join in? Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Prudy. Hi, everyone.
Hi, Prudy.
Hello, Prudy. Hello, Prudy.
Hi,
Prudy.
Hello.
And I welcome those that came on board through BBS Radio Online. Thank you for being here. We are waiting for Wynn and Terry to show up. Good evening to the next caller. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Dr. Art in Hampton, Virginia.
Hello, Dr. Art. Welcome.
Hey, thank you, man.
Right.
Hey,
Art, you're overmodulating.
I am.
Yeah, you usually are the loudest one on the calls.
I'll be there. That's interesting. Not many people have checked in yet, right?
Yeah, quite a few people here, yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Cecil, the C6 Sea Serpent from Seattle.
Hello, Cecil. Good evening. Welcome.
Thank you.
Oh, Cecil.
Hi.
Somebody else came in with the Sea Serpent. Welcome to the other caller. Please say your name and location.
Roger in Austin.
Welcome, Roger.
Hi, everybody.
Roger.
Hi, Roger.
And the next phone line came in. Welcome to the call. If you want to, please say your name and location. Only if you want to. And the next one, welcome to the call. Please say your name and location. And more phone lines came in. Welcome to the call. If you want to, please say your name and location.
Good evening. It's Wanda in Canada.
Hello, Wanda. Welcome to the call.
Hi, Wanda.
Hi, Wanda.
Hello. Hello, Terry Brown.
Terry.
Hi, Terry. This is Terry and Stona. Hi.
Thank you.
Hi,
thank
Terry.
You for being here. More people have joined in. Welcome
Terry.
To you all.
And Wynn in Sedona.
Hello, Wynn.
Hi, Wynn.
Hello, Wynn. Blessings to you, Wynn.
Anyone else? Feel free to say your name and location. We welcome you all. Also those that can not be heard over here, we are listening through BBS Radio Online. Thank you for being here.
Wynn, did you get my question?
Hey, I'm just compiling them right at this moment.
Good evening. Welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Hello, my name is Nick Bontempo. I'm in Perth, Western Australia.
All right, Nick. Good evening. Good morning to you. Welcome.
Yes. Hello, everybody.
Hi, Nick.
Thank you
Hi, Nick.
For all being here as well.
Good
all right.
Day. Hope everyone's doing well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do we have a lot of questions tonight?
Sorry?
I said, do we have a lot of questions tonight?
Oh, I'm not sure.
Only Wynn knows. He's not talking.
Yeah.
And he's not telling.
How are you feeling tonight, Terry?
What?
How are you feeling tonight?
I feel good.
Sound good.
We're about to get a big snowstorm.
Hmm.
For both the last couple days.
Yeah. Yeah, it's snowing here. It warmed up, so now it's snowing.
Mm-hmm. Boy, in Arizona?
Warmed up. It's relative.
Yeah.
Welcome to the next caller. Well, thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Abby in the desert of California.
The bright girl. Welcome, Abby.
Thank you.
Hey, Abby.
Hello. Hi, Abby.
Hi, Abby.
Hi.
Terry, is it usual to have snow in Arizona every year, every winter?
Every year we get a little bit of snow, but
okay.
Since I've been here, I haven't ever seen it snow this much.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're 28 miles from Flagstaff, and we're about 4,000 feet above sea level. Flagstaff is about 7,000 or something.
Yeah.
So. Flagstaff gets a lot of snow. It's, you know, it's a resort. People go there, you know.
For the snow.
For the snow. All right. Skiing. There's mountains, there's skiing, and everything else.
Seems like every 20 years we get a different, everybody gets snow that don't expect it.
Mm-hmm.
We did have another caller join in. Welcome to the call. If you want to, please say a name and location. We welcome you.
I invited a new friend, and not an old friend who's actually old. I spoke to him today, and he was very interested. I gave him all the phone numbers to call. And he might call, and he might not announce himself, but I don't think he would do that.
Sedona elevation, 4,350 feet.
Yeah.
1,330 meters. I came across something interesting. Apparently, there's a looks like seems to be maybe a sphinx in Pakistan. If you look up Pakistan sphinx, see some pictures of it. Anybody likes ancient aliens and that kind of thing?
For those that just came in on BBS, we are actually, Wynn is gathering the questions, lining them up, and we will be starting here shortly. And of course, you can sit.
I'm just about ready.
All right. And for those who are listening in online, if you do want to submit a question, you can do so per email to questions@intelligent-infinity.com. questions@intelligent-infinity.com.
So, Heinz, have you started on the greeting?
On what?
On the introduction greeting that
Jane
wants you to do.
Yeah, I didn't say I wanted Heinz to do it, but I'm not against it.
I said,
I'm going to have to do that after I come back from L.A.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
I'm just joking and putting it out there.
That's all right.
He's so good. He's got such a good voice.
Yeah, he's got an accent.
And he's been doing the introduction for everybody for years.
Okay.
So does anyone feel the full new moon, super moon energies?
Well, I looked at the moon and I felt it.
They say the moon is at the closest right now, and it won't be this close again until April 2020.
Mm-hmm. All right. Guys?
Yes?
Are you ready?
Yes, I'm going to mute the phone line and get the record.
Muted. This conference is being recorded.
This is February 20th, 2019. Yeah, I said it right. Wynn and Terry in Sedona. And this is our Wednesday night call where people submit questions and we ask them to our sources. And I can't say this strongly enough. Anyone who's been on this call for a while, even a short while, has noticed that these sources just might be as high as you can get in the matrix. And I've determined that over a long period of time by observation, not because they claimed it. And they do not want you to give your power up to them. The way they would describe it is that every person is an aspect of all that is. And we are all on a path of unfoldment, of traveling up the matrix, hopefully up. And as we go through our lifetimes, we get experiences that help us become more expansive. And the real goal here is to learn how to access your own creativity, your own creative contribution to this realm. And we have this call every Wednesday as an opportunity for people to not only get questions answered from a very wise and all-knowing source that can look into your field and suss out what's going on, and then translate it into words that can help you have a higher point of view to your own life, to your own issues. All your issues, every single one of them, is not who you are, except they're so prevalent in our lives, and they're so difficult to overcome that it can seem like who you are because you're stuck with them every day. You've got them. Your issues are sending out a signal and attracting things to match your issues, and you keep repeating these patterns. And until you get a handle on your issues, what they really are, then your chances are you're going to be still floundering in them for quite a few lifetimes. This is a rare opportunity to get a handle on your own issues and speed up your evolutionary path in this realm. And I say this because I've watched it occur for people. I've watched people who are coming into our calls regularly and made a commitment to it all have tremendous changes in who they feel they are, how they experience themselves, and that issues that they have been working with their entire life starts to dissipate. And maybe give a quick example from my own experience that I incarnated into a family this lifetime, and I know my father had killed me in another lifetime. And it was told to me that because he took my life, I had the option to have a life through him. And this was not necessarily just fate. It was just an option. But I took the option. And I didn't understand, on the other side, I'm sure I didn't understand the ramifications. But as I grew up, because he had killed me in another life, he was not happy to see me. And this all happened on a subconscious level. And he made me feel like I was no good and I was unworthy. And he was very oppressive. And when I was younger, my shoulders and neck were so tight, and I remember my aunts and uncles coming over our house and saying, come on, let your shoulders down, because I didn't understand it at the time. None of us understand it when we're growing up, but I understood it later, and everything being tight, my upper body was my way, unconsciously, of protecting myself from my father. And then eventually, I learned about this past life where he had killed me. And I realized how I was repeating the pattern of how that made me feel. And I realized I had to forgive my father. And I also had to get over this feeling of unworthiness and undeservingness, which got programmed into my being as I was growing up. And I'm just giving you an example from my own personal experience how I was tremendously helped by having this understanding of my past life. And, you know, on these Wednesday calls, some people ask about their past lives, and they usually tell you. They don't always. They have to decide, is it in your best interest to know this or not, or your highest good? So, on that note, we have questions, and Jerry, are you...
I'm here.
don't mute yourself, okay? Don't mute yourself.
No. Okay.
Jerry is the channel for our sources, who describe themselves as two group souls. It started out, and for quite a few years, the source was identifying itself as the Elohim. Could you mute the dings, Heis? Thank you. And then another group soul came in, and they started working together. And the Elohim describes himself as the group energy that existed before there was a physical universe. And at one point, there were just thousands or hundreds of thousands of individual entities. And the second group soul calls itself the Ra group, and they are a group soul made up of beings that graduated this realm, beings that got off the wheel of reincarnation, and that act as a helper and a guide for beings who are still stuck in reincarnation. So, here we go. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect Terry, myself, and everyone on this line. And any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and be transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us, and we create a protected space that only the positive has access to. anything not of that nature must leave now until we have our sources present.
Yes, we greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. We are delighted to be with each and every one of you, and we come directly to you. We do not come through the telephone line, and we do not come through the computer. And there's a lot of noise on the line right here. We come directly to you, and we are available to assist where we can assist.
I can barely hear you, Terry.
Hello, can you hear me now?
Yes, great, thanks.
Okay. Got to go back.
Now I lost you again.
I have to go back into the state.
She was not that quiet from over here. Let me just see. Hang on a second, Terry. Just one moment.
Unmuted.
Voice on the line.
Yeah, I'm just asking a question here. Were you guys able to hear Terry okay, or did you find her too low?
She's coming in pretty good.
I could hear her. Hi. So I think everybody...
Right now, it's just like...
Yeah. So, hi. I think it's your phone.
It's pretty low over here, too.
Pretty low over there?
Yeah, your voice is fine, but she's a lot lower.
Me too.
Well,
that's good.
That's good now.
Okay.
Muted.
Okay, so let's bring back in the light and go back to our sources.
We are here with you this tonight, and we are delighted to be with each and every one of you. We come directly to you. If we ever say anything that does not make complete sense or resonate with you as being true, then disregard it. It is not for you at that time. We assist where we can. Do you have questions?
Yes, we do. The first question is from Dharmananda. And he asks, is there any difference between a wanderer and a starseed? And if so, what's the difference? Now, Dharmananda, I'll tell you, in the past history of all our questions, it seems to me the word wanderer was a word that came through the Carla Ruckert readings, and it was mainly applied to someone from a higher dimension who took a body here, and maybe exclusively from the Ra group, but I'm not sure about that. It could have included other beings. A starseed, in general, was someone that had an Elohim origination that took a physical body. And on that note, I'll turn it over to our sources for their clarification.
Thank you. A starseed is not necessarily a wanderer. A starseed may come in and may have a series of lifetimes that are not exploring, but are just growing gradually, having family lives or having other type of lives as a scientist or perhaps a dentist or other type of lives that they can learn and grow and express themselves into their identity. A wanderer has a tendency to take a life and then live that life and then can move on to a different genetic line or to a different planet. They're more explorers and would like to experience things and grow by having new experiences and move into different circumstances rather than having a similar circumstance. That is our view of it.
Is there a tendency for more of the Ra group to be wanderers and more of the Elohim to be starseeds? Was I correct on that?
Yes, that is logical to us, yes.
Yeah. And part of the reason for that is Elohim souls that come into this realm are more radiant and more self, what's the word, self-contained.
You're breaking up to some degree. Yes.
Did you understand what I said?
The wanderers are more self-contained?
No, star seeds. Elohim souls that come into this realm are more self-contained. So they would be star seeds. They don't need to travel around. They're not necessarily trying to learn. They're trying to manifest their own self-centeredness, self-realization, whereas...
To express love and compassion and instead of explore different circumstances.
Right. And the Ra group tends to be more exploratory.
Yes.
But I imagine there can be a crossover.
Yes.
It's not a defined, restriction. It goes across the board. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Next question here is from David Morton. And I think David is in England, but this is a general question.
David is in England.
Yes. And I'm going to answer this a little bit, and then I'll turn it over to you. I read an Edgar Cayce reading which said Christ consciousness was the universal consciousness of God. Did the one infinite creator emerge from the Christ consciousness? Do all the beings and souls come from this consciousness? Thank you, David Morton. David, we have done extensive questions about this as well as research. And the first thing you have to remember, first thing about Edgar Cayce's readings is, from my experience, there was a certain slant in his readings. It was a very high slant, but it was a slant nonetheless. Because Edgar Cayce was a devout and fundamentalist Christian. And my speculation is that it was the Ra group speaking through Edgar Cayce. Because it was the Ra group that identified themselves as such through David Wilcock. And the Ra group, if that's true, the Ra group had to be very careful about how they answered questions with Cayce because of his fundamental Christianity. Because if they disclosed the authentic, true nature of everything, he might have dumped the project. and the project was an important project, and Casey assumed it was the Christ speaking through him. So then they would have to say it was the Christ consciousness, was the universal consciousness of God. But in numerous questions and answers that we have done with our sources, it was indicated that the Christ consciousness was something which was maintained at 5D, 6D level by the Ra group, and that the Elohim energy is probably higher than the Christ energy, which, since it comes from, I think they would say, 10D, and that it was the Ra group, and no one else says this but me. So I did a lot of research and a lot of cross-referencing, and I asked the question about it to our sources at least once through Daphne, where I asked, when Jesus said, Father, who was it that answered him? Was it the one infinite creator? Was it the Elohim? And they said, as you would understand it, it would have been the Ra group. So the Ra group has taken an enormous task in the evolution of this realm, and that on some level, the Christ consciousness emanates from the Ra group. Now, there may be some other higher consciousness that that is higher than the Ra group. I mean, not the Ra group, the Christ consciousness. I don't know. I mean, the Elohim have said there are rules that can work in the way the universe is outside of their, that they have to work with. But in any case, let me turn it over to our sources and let them take it from there.
Thank you. That is a good point. There are rules of the universe. There are situations of life and death, and there are rules to living in different star systems that are determined by that particular star system. For instance, there can be heavier gravity in some star systems, which can create different type of bodies that are the ones that survive best in the environment. Give me a minute. Hey, Susan? I'm channeling for this hour right now. Okay. Okay, I have to go back into session. The Ra group has isolated out the attitudes and the love between people, the love of families that can occur that would be the best for fostering growth and for living. And they have formulated it as a tenet of the Christ consciousness that occur in the manifestation of the Ra group. It is the best way to live, to gain peace and to survive in the best, most equitable way possible. The God realm is wider than the Christ consciousness, although a large part of the God realm does contain the Christ consciousness. However, the God realm contains, it is the beginning of creativity and can create all sorts of manifestation. So the Christ consciousness isn't where everything starts and then develops from there. That is, the God realm is much broader, and from the God realm, creativity stems and people learn lessons that they see, like when they do not follow things like the Christ consciousness, then they can not survive as well, and they collect karma. But all of this creativity is part of the God realm and stems from what is available to one to create from nothing. We hope that helps.
Thank you. Next question is from Nick in Perth, Australia. And my name is Nick Biontempo. I'm here from Perth, Western Australia. Thank you to Terry, Wynn, and the Elohim for all the love and light you share. I ask that myself and my son, Bo, to be held in the light, as well as all others that need it. If there is any guidance on my situation that you can pass on to me or share that might mean that anyone else may be going through this now or in the future that may listen to it at a later date. Thank you, Nick.
Thank you. One of the most important things is if you have any feelings of unworthiness, or if you have any feelings of not being adequate, to set them aside if they are not true, although there have been ways that in the environment that has been put forth, and you might be critical of yourself and to ways that you aren't even seeing that you are, to set all that aside and know your true worth. You are precious and valuable, and you are searching, and you are coming up with answers. So to get yourself on a platform of worthiness and know that you are worthy and you are a good person, and then that's a good platform to build from there, as it is a solid platform, and it is a true platform, and one that you can come from trust in yourself, and you can build. You have something solid to build on. And we are projected of feeling of worth and one in yourself to you. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question, Don Herman. Do the sources have any suggestions on separating higher frequency signals, such as those from the Elohim, from the dense signals that surround us in 3D? And I would just suggest, when you feel signals, and they can confirm this, but when you get things in from your crown chakra and your third eye, there's a good chance you're getting higher frequency signals than if they're getting them elsewhere in your body. But let's let our sources give clarification on that. Thank you.
You have your own inner guidance system that you can tell the signals of information as part of them. The information could be, let's say the signal was that you got at home. It could be the earth ringing. It could mean that there may be unsettling in the ground in a potential earthquake. That is one of the things that happens before earthquakes. There is ringing, and so you get a signal. Situations that occur send out signals or waves. Like, for instance, a fire or some situation like a riot in the city, and then there's an unsettling feeling, and one might not know quite what it is that you're experiencing, and it usually has a direction. So if one says, oh, there is a signal, and then check out what direction it's coming from, and sometimes you can turn on the news and see what's going on in that area, or sometimes it may be a premonition of an earthquake with the earth ringing. Signals have information as part of them, and if you get really sensitive, then you can catch what it is, these information that's coming in on the signal. The Elohim, we have a very high frequency, and when we intersect with the frequency of a being, then we tend to project the resultant color of pink. Pink is a color of love. There are all sorts of signals and frequencies as the earth plane, as the densities, they are all built of signals. The densities are divided in frequency range, so the higher frequency ranges are of the higher densities. So you are opening a whole box of information when you begin to take part and detect signals and frequencies.
Question about that. I learned in physics that when two frequencies come together, they create harmonics. So they create the addition of the two frequencies and the subtraction of the two. Say, for example, if you have 100 cycles and 300 cycles, even in an audio way, you end up getting 300 minus 100, which would be a 200 cycle overtone, and 300 plus 100, which would be a 400 cycle overtone. So you get all these new frequencies as a result of these two frequencies combining. When there's pink light generated, is that because of the harmonics of the Elohim frequency and the frequency of the Earth, either subtracting or adding to create the new frequency of pink?
Yes, we have a very high frequency and when it intersects the lower frequency, there is the colors, very high frequency color is generated from the two intersecting.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Next question. Next question is from Echina. And let me see here. Where are you? Here it is. The other day, the sources made a comment about the equations that Terry has been seeing. I do see mathematical equations and formulas as well, but only when I'm sleeping. I often interpret the formulas as the daily events, like everything I experience during the day, like conversations and feelings. I would like to see it in mathematical equations. I also remember working on manipulating the equations to change the outcome of events in specific occasions. And she doesn't ask a question, but I think she wants to ask, can you comment on this?
This is a lovely description. So it is a calculus equation that can be changed incrementally to change the outcome of the information that translates into the frequencies that are projected, and there is a calculus type equation that can change incrementally depending upon the person's intentions and the person's desire to communicate and the information communicated. They can all be put into equation form and then changed incrementally. We hope that word is enough close to it that it gets it across in increments. Yes.
I mean, I have the idea that everything has frequencies, and the frequencies are constantly combining through this idea of harmonics, where they're adding and subtracting. and the new frequencies that are developed as a result of the integration of frequencies are like, what's going on here? Who's making that noise? Yeah. Okay. Are creating is like a new creation in this realm at all kinds of different levels, all happening like a huge cosmic symphony. Is that an accurate description?
It can all be expressed mathematically. And the reason for the great number of formulas is the great number of possibilities of even small increments changing. Tones and overtones and slight changes in frequencies, they communicate totally different feelings and totally, it can all be expressed in mathematics.
So when the Elohim is working on creation, are they looking at all the potentials of all the different combinations to decide what combinations are the right ones?
Yes, they can look at a situation and they can see the growth errors in the formulas for the outcome that one is wishing for, and they can then go in and incrementally change the elements of the formula, and if the person has enough intention and desire to pick up the new formula, it acts like a sample that they can look at and say, oh, well, there it is. That would be better.
Thank you. You know what? That's the end of this call. And I think we got almost everybody but Valerie. And Valerie, forgive me, but I put you at the bottom of the list because you ask so many questions every week. So we'll probably get to it next week.
Be sure to ask it next week.
Yes.
We like your questions.
Yeah, we like your questions. Okay. And we like your dad. Hi, Dad. He always brings a smile when he shows up, and he likes to chat here.
So, unmuted.
So on that note, thank you, our sources. At 7:58, we're going to end this call and go over to Whole Planet Healing. Okay.
Thank you, Terry. And thank you, Lynn. Thank you, Sophie.
A special thanks to Terry for doing such a good job tonight.
Good luck this weekend.
Thank you, in the snow.
Good luck with the conference.
Thank you. That's all right. Maybe nobody will show up. Then it'll be easy.
No, LA, they will show up.
Your conference recording has stopped.